This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, episode number one.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
Welcome to the first episode of the Novice Novelist, where we will be introducing you to the creative writing students here at Poor Clinton High School. We're excited to have you along for the ride as we introduce you to these students and allow them to share their insight and their ups and downs of becoming a beginning author. You'll hear stories of success and struggles. We'll have them come on the podcast in character of the protagonist they're creating sometimes, as well as have plenty of surprises along the way. For this first episode, I'm pleased to introduce you to two of our students, Maddie McLaughlin and Caden Swander. Maddie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm a junior here at Port Clinton High School. Currently, I'm in our fall drama production of The Hounds of Baskerville. I also play tennis, and I'm also a member of my school's Future Teachers of America Club.
Awesome. It's great to have you on the podcast, Maddie. Caden, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Caden Swander. I'm a senior here at Port Clinton, and I've participated in wrestling, baseball, and right now I'm participating in football. And, yeah, I'm an athlete. That's what I do here.
Awesome. All right. Well, it's great to have these two on here. And what they didn't mention is they are both the first two to come on this podcast and tell us a little bit about the process of becoming an author and as our name says, a novice novelist here at the beginning. So I have a couple questions for them, and we're going to do this in an interview format, which will, I think, become the standard for the podcast, but we'll vary it from time to time. So my first question for both of you, and we'll start with Maddie here. Why are you excited to write a novel, and what opportunities does that present?
So really, I just love to write, and I think that writing a novel would really give me a chance to put my imagination and creativity and kind of voice my own point of view and my opinions.
Awesome. That's great. I'm excited as well. Caden?
Mostly because it's just something you can create, and the opportunities, obviously, like the chance to get published if your book's good enough. You want people to read your book. You want them to like it. That's the number one goal. You want people to like what you made.
Absolutely. And what a thing to put on your resume that you are currently writing a novel and that will have the opportunity to try to get it published here in the future is a great thing as upperclassmen to be able to put on your resume. On the other side of that, what are you most nervous about? Like, what is intimidating about sitting down and getting ready to start writing a novel? Let's start with Caden on this one.
Well, you know, the whole podcast, I mean, that makes you a little nervous, but I'm enjoying it so far. The book itself, I mean, once again, going back to my other point, you want people to like it. So when you're writing, you think less about what you actually want to put down and what people would like the most. So that makes me nervous.
Very good. Maddie?
Pretty much what Caden said. I'm just scared that, like, a lot of people won't like the things that we have to say, won't agree with them of, like, the choices that we made when we were writing.
Okay. All right. So we haven't actually started writing the novel yet in creative writing. We're kind of going through a process of 50 days leading up to it of doing these exercises instead of just, you know, starting blindly and writing just out of nowhere. We're going to have a lot of material to be able to use. So in this process, what they have already done is started to develop a main character or a protagonist. So I would like for each of you, just for a minute here, to kind of talk about the character that you've started to develop, maybe some unique traits about them or things like that, to kind of just, you know, get the audience to hear who this character is going to be that they might be reading about here in a few months. Let's start with Caden.
My character, he's in the early stages right now, so I can't say too much about him at the moment, but he's a teenager. He's kind of a complicated character. Like, if you look at Catcher in the Rye, like a Holden Caulfield type, not carbon copy, of course, but that's kind of what he's like looking like so far.
Okay. Can you give us, I know one of the things they had to write about was that already reflect on the biggest moment of their character's life. Can you give us any insight, or do you think that's given away too much? Is it a spoiler?
It would be a spoiler.
It would be a spoiler. Okay, so we have to purchase your book when it comes out?
Yes, you have to purchase it.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Sure. All right, Maddie, tell us a little bit about this protagonist that you've started to develop.
Okay, so my protagonist is a 16-year-old girl. I haven't really gotten a lot of thought into her name yet, but she's really just shy. Her setting is pretty much she's, like, trapped in a desert, so it's, like, a little bit more of, like, her story.
Okay. Same question that I asked Caden. Are you able to give us any insight into the biggest kind of moment or thing that's happened in her life, or is that giving away too much?
That's pretty much, like, the main plot of the story, so
okay.
I wouldn't give it away yet.
Okay. One word, an adjective to describe your character of what you know so far. How would you describe him?
Distant.
I like it.
Yeah.
Maddie, one word to describe your character.
Kind.
She's kind. Okay. All right. Well, we enjoyed having both of you on. We appreciate you being here for the first episode. We're going to do some really cool things down the road, so please stay with us. And we'll see you next time on episode number 2. Thanks for listening to The Novice Novelist, and we'll see you again next time.
Thanks for listening to The Novice Novelist Podcast. Please subscribe and share, and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become The Novice Novelist.